Hey everyone, welcome back. I've been keeping a close eye on Bitcoin's recent dip below the $77,000 mark on the Gate exchange. It's hovering right around $76,998 right now. But honestly, instead of sounding the alarm, I'm seeing this as a really healthy market consolidation rather than a bearish breakdown.
That's a great observation. Think of this cooling phase as a natural post-rally correction. The market is simply taking a breather to digest those recent gains, rebalance the order books, and safely unwind that excess leverage that tends to build up during sharp runs.
Exactly. You can really feel the shift in the air. Trading volumes and volatility have both taken a back seat, which points to a state of equilibrium. It's like buyers and sellers are just holding their breath, waiting for that next catalyst to finally break this consolidation pattern.
From a technical standpoint, we're watching two key zones right now. Immediate support is firmly anchored between $76,000 and $76,500, while the critical resistance ceiling sits up at $77,000 to $77,500.
And if we get a decisive, volume-backed break above that resistance, it's going to be a clear green light for a return to bullish momentum.
On the flip side, as long as price holds that current support, it strongly suggests that underlying demand is still very stable, even with the temporary easing of buying pressure.
It's fascinating how this price action actually mirrors historical crypto cycles. These consolidation phases routinely shake out those over-leveraged positions, which in turn creates some really favorable accumulation opportunities for institutional players who like to buy the dip.
Absolutely, and we can't ignore the bigger picture here. This movement is heavily influenced by broader macroeconomic factors, everything from shifting interest rate expectations and regulatory developments to changes in traditional market liquidity.
So for our listeners who are actively investing or trading, the critical takeaway really comes down to maintaining a strategic, long-term perspective.
Precisely. Rather than reacting emotionally to short-term fluctuations, participants should really focus on disciplined risk management, sticking to a dollar-cost averaging strategy, and regularly rebalancing their portfolios.
I completely agree. If you just keep a close watch on that $76,000 support floor and the $77,500 resistance ceiling, you'll have clear, actionable signals for any future directional moves.
Ultimately, this muted trading environment is actually serving a constructive purpose. It's stabilizing prices, clearing out the market noise, and quietly laying the groundwork for Bitcoin's next major phase of growth.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Patience and a fundamentals-driven approach will always be your best tools for navigating a transitional period like this. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode.